you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sitting waiting on Tony Danza, so, talks amongst yourselves. Okay, I guess we have to do something, too, until that happens. Also, Pete Lee and Steve Gillespie.
Yeah. Should be here any minute.
Steve Gillespie. They're going to stop in today. Pete is at the Funny Bone this weekend.
Steve Gillespie.
His feature, funnyboneomaha.com.
He comes on before Pete Lee.
And Craig Evans is here, waiting on the Tony Danza.
A Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 2010 that we lost Leonard Skinner.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, the gym teacher at that school. That they went to.
What high school was that?
Jacksonville High or something like that. East Jacksonville, something like that. I've seen two separate Skinner documentaries recently. There's one on Showtime. It's a pretty new one. I've seen an old one that runs on Access all the time. So I should know exactly the name of that high school. They say it a couple of times, but I forgot.
Now, did they like Leonard Skinner?
He was pretty hard ass.
That's what I heard.
Pretty hard ass. But those guys were all jocks, too. They were jocks then and got into music and grew their hair long and stuff like that.
Freaking long.
Apparently, Pete's going to be a bit. The GPS took him to our old station, which is on the other side of town.
Oh, he's driving himself.
Yeah.
GPS? Would that still say? I haven't put GPS.
I have no idea.
I know how to get here.
I have no idea what he put into it, but
yeah.
He's a long ways away.
Yeah, he is a long way away.
It's going to be a bit.
Did he walk up? That's a salvage yard, isn't it? Now, Todd, you said?
Electronics.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Electronic salvage. And
I got to drop.
I think it was.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of that,
Slash CrossFit.
I'll take.
Oh, really?
Oh, is it two separate rooms?
Drop off your old TV and get a good lift in.
I think so.
Do you bench press TVs?
I do.
Old TVs?
Yes.
Yeah, bring your tube TV.
I got a bunch of crap.
Do some burpees.
Yeah. And for a fee, they will recycle it for you.
All right. How much? I'd rather just dump it, but nobody takes it?
Yeah, I paid $50.
Oh, Jesus. How about I might just throw that away illegally then.
Dump it on a what? Side of the road?
No, put it in somebody's dumpster when they're not paying attention.
He taught at Glenn Academy in Glenn County, Georgia.
He was a gym teacher, though, at their high school. They're from Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, I can't seem to find any mention of Jacksonville other than he.
That's where he died.
Yeah.
Had a nursing home there.
Went to Robert E. Lee High School.
That's the school they were at.
That's where he...
But he was a teacher there.
Went to school.
He's one of those guys.
And attended Jacksonville Junior College.
All right. What was that face you made?
Batman.
Batman, okay.
Oh, Ronnie and Gary were students at Robert E. Lee in the 60s.
Yeah, Gary Rosington and Ronnie Van Zant. Right.
And yes, he didn't like the long hairs.
No, he didn't.
So that's why he got a band named after him.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he didn't like long hair.
He ended up loving them and hanging out with them and stuff, yeah, once they became famous.
We're also celebrating National Square Dance Month.
Long music.
You could do that.
He didn't like loud music
either. You could do that.
Or long music.
Pick your partner, do-si-do, that crap.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun to do.
Have you done that?
No.
Are you open to doing that?
Not now.
I'm talking to Craig.
Square dancing?
Open to joy?
Yeah.
Is that in the book, square dancing?
Not aware of that.
No.
Swing your partner
round
and round.
There's
a do-si-do in there somewhere. He's he's fluffing to Tony Danza as we speak.
Oh, speaking of...
Hang on here.
Well... All right,
back on TV on Netflix. The show is called
The Good Cop.
The Good Cop. Stars this man. We love talking to this guy.
You can check it out starting tomorrow. Also, Josh Groban is involved. Welcome back, Tony.
Thanks, Todd. How you doing?
Good.
How's it going, Tyler? Good to see you. Can't hear you guys.
That's so we're big fans, and we've talked to you a couple of times before, Tony. I want to know what brought you back to Netflix or TV in general, because I love when you're on TV and we don't see enough.
Well, you know, the guy, Andy Breckman, who created Monk, sent me a script, and it was, it seemed like a lot of fun.
Well, the guy, Monk was a great show. Monk was a great show, yeah.
And Andy's a great writer, and he's a puzzle writer. He loves this mystery stuff, you know. And so it's a throwback show. It's sort of modeled after Columbo in a way. And Josh and I play father and son. He's the good cop. I mean, he's the exemplary cop. I'm a disgraced ex-cop who did 7 years in jail, and as a condition of my parole, I have to live with my son. He's constantly involved in cases, and I involve myself in ways good and bad in them, you know.
Okay, so your character...
It's a little lighthearted. It's not as dark as everything else that's around.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of dark stuff on Netflix and everything else. You're right.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of dark stuff. So
unbelievable. I mean, I'm not knocking it, but I think, you know, let's take it, you know, light up. You know,
yeah, I think I'm with you. I have to watch some other stuff to get away from my dark feeling, and that's probably why I'm going to start watching The Good Cop on Netflix. Starting
the kind of
Danza.
Stuff I watch on Netflix, I'm not getting a lot of laughs out of. So you'll actually get laughs out of this show.
By the way, I think Netflix is going for that too. Netflix is trying to reach out to another segment of the audience.
I think so. Tony, I know you've always been a vital guy, and does it feel weird anymore when they say you're going to be the dad and your son is 30? That would suck. Because we're not that far behind you, by the way. I'm just saying, doesn't it just kind of suck? Yeah. Hey, you know, my son can't be 30 or 35.
But let me tell you something. My real son's 47.
So, Jesus. Okay. Yeah, but you were like, what, a father at 18, right?
19.
See, that, okay, that explains, but okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, so, and he's got two boys. I'm a grandfather now.
Okay, well, I obviously, okay. But do you,
how about that stuff?
So, but your real son's 47, so having a younger son on TV is no big deal, right?
And you know what else? I kind of used our relationship, my son and I, you know, because when you have a kid at 19, one of two things can happen. You can ruin two lives, or you end up with the greatest relationship because you basically grow up together. And that's what I have with my son. And so what I try to do is take that relationship and overlay it, like just put it right on top of Josh and I. And what was great about Josh is he totally bought in. And we really have this really cool father-son dynamic going. And I think it's really one of the special parts of the show.
Is this a limited series, or is it something that could be picked up for another season?
It's something that could be picked up for another season.
Excellent. So everybody should watch The Good Cop on
Netflix.
So
you're telling us it's been picked up for another season.
No, it hasn't. They haven't said anything. They're really, they love the show, they say. They're excited about it. They've been certainly spending money promoting it. You know, I was watching a football game the other day, and a commercial for it came on. I couldn't believe. So it's sort of everywhere. So they're behind us in a big way. We'll see what happens. I think they would make a decision after it goes on.
And it debuts tomorrow on Netflix, correct? Are all the episodes at one time? Like most Netflix stuff? Okay, got it. How many episodes can we see?
In season one.
Ten.
Ten. All
ten.
Right.
Good.
All right.
Yeah. So that I work 5 months and you can watch it in half a day.
I like the model, but you know, let's go back to years ago when you were on Taxi. We waited every week. We waited every week to see the new one. Who's the boss? You waited every week to see the new one. I'd like and dislike Netflix because of that reason. I don't want to get rid of it. We just got done watching Ozark. Now we got to wait another year, you know? You know?
Yeah, that's right. You know, that appointment TV, it used to be that great. This is called the tyranny of convenience. That's what we're living under.
Yeah, we're in an on-demand world, but and we, of course, don't have the discipline to say, let's wait till next week to watch the next episode, like we used to do.
So you're going to waste the whole day, but that's okay.
Hey, could you imagine? I'll put it down for next Tuesday. I'll tune back in. It doesn't work.
Tony Danza.
Those days are over.
Tony, you still touring with the band, still singing?
I am, yeah. In fact, I was just in St. Joseph, Missouri,
okay,
Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and St. Charles, Illinois this last weekend. Next weekend, I'm in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Staten Island at the St. George Theater on October 7th, Ridgefield, Connecticut. I'm going up to Canada. It's really been fun. The show, you know, this last one I wrote, it's called Standards and Stories. It's really been, people seem to really like it. The band is kicking, and we're having so much fun doing it.
Well, you sing all the great American Songbook stuff, and I love all that music,
well, we're,
too.
You know,
and you know what I do? I bring out my secret weapon now. You know, I got a secret weapon.
What is it?
My ukulele.
You got a ukulele, did you?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, it's never far from my head.
Oh, there you go. All right. So, okay, you're playing it right now. Well, give us, what's an American standard song with a ukulele in it?
Oh, it's easy. Yeah. I'll show you what.
What?
You think I'm kidding?
Give us a little taste here.
Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak. Maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you.
There you go. That works.
And a bit.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You know,
anybody can do anybody see my gal, my platoon. Anybody can do that. Let me show you. Let me adapt the American songbook to a ukulele. Pretty cool.
I want to ask you this because I know this. You're singing and you're crooning. I've seen that for the past 20 or so years. Were you singing in the 70s, in the late 70s at all, anywhere?
Well, you know, I'm Italian.
Yeah.
So I've been singing, you know, since I was a kid. But I really got into it. You know, I had a bad accident 25 years ago, this December. I hit a tree skiing. Almost killed myself. I do a bad joke.
Yeah.
When you wake up on a respirator, you look up, everybody's crying, including the priest. You say, man, I need a second opinion.
Got it.
Okay, so that's where I was.
Okay.
So I had this conversation with myself because I lucked out. I wasn't paralyzed. I didn't die. What do you want to do with you? What else do you want to do? What haven't you done? What do you, you know? And one of the things I really want to be is a song and dance man. I love entertaining. And so I began right then, started to really get serious about it. I had already been tap dancing.
All right.
So that gave me a little bit of a license. And, you know, it takes time. You got to go out there and do it. You know, like this last weekend, I sang in those beautiful performing arts, those theaters, historic theaters out there in the Midwest. But there are other times when you're singing a ballad as a roller coaster goes by. You know what
okay.
I mean? So you have to go through all these experiences to get good at it, to feel comfortable up there. And I think after, like you said, 20-some-odd years, yeah. I finally got it.
All right. The Good Cop premieres on Netflix tomorrow night with the Tony Danza. And where can people find your dates around the country to sing? Where can they find your schedule?
TonyDanza.com.
Thank you, Tony.
Right.
Appreciate it. Let's talk soon.
Come around our neck of the woods and come visit us in studio sometime. We'd love that.
Oh,
they cut him off.
He'd love that, too.
Yep, that's what he was going to say.
Thank you, Craig. I love that, too.
Well, he was already behind schedule when he got to us, so I think they're trying to rush him off to the next one.
That's what happened after my ski accident.
I was going to ask you that. We're going to go right into that. Now, you didn't die, but you had a major ski accident. What made you? Did you want to be a song and dance?
I aspired to be a song and dance guy and then realized I could neither sing nor dance.
And we told you that first day you tried it on us.
Yeah.
Stop that. We said, stop that. It was a song and hobble at the time.
Yeah. You tried to dance, and we said, doesn't that hurt your leg? Yeah. You should stop.
Yeah. You couldn't dance before the accident. What made you think
right.
you dance? That's it. Can I play the piano? I couldn't play the piano before, that old joke. Right.
I love that one.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh,
you should ask the doctor, when can I dance again? In about a month.
Trust me,
I did.
Dance.
Couldn't dance before that.
I asked the doctor, when can I dance again?
You have an epiphany? With the exception of, you know.
He wasn't hooked up to a respirator thing.
No.
That's what sucks about having no other talent.
Yeah.
Like this. It really does.
Well, only one of the things.
I'm talking about this group of people here. We like to do this.
It's
a fairly creative outlet. I think we do a pretty decent job at it. But I have no other talents that I could actually do. So what's your epiphany? Back on the air.
Right.
This guy has another talent. Tony Danza had another talent besides being an actor.
Yeah, I smashed myself up pretty good. It was a traumatic accident. But
what was the epiphany?
That's the thing.
Yeah. Once again, he was almost dead, it sounds like.
I have had an epiphany?
No, because you weren't dead.
Yeah, you didn't have a near-death experience.
Yeah, you did, because you were just smiling on the way down the hill in shock. But you were smiling.
No.
That wasn't
near-death. You didn't have an epiphany because you were perfect as you were.
Yeah, that's not it.
You didn't have to change anything.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, you looked. He looked deep inside and said, "I'm perfect, no matter what."
Yeah, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. Yeah.
I was oblivious to the fact that there were a couple of conditions that could have killed me, but
you didn't know.
I didn't learn about that.
And like I said, he woke up with a priest looking at him.
Yeah, you didn't wake up.
By the way, you don't want to wake up with a priest looking at you. I've heard that. That's bad.
No matter what.
No matter what, especially if you're young.
I did wake up. You know, but they put me out.
Well, you were awake going down the hill.
Yes. Yeah, you didn't go unconscious because of the accident.
Yeah, so his epiphany, that's why you didn't have an epiphany.
Yeah, because I remember.
That's why you're not a hobbling dance man.
I'm just chatting with the paramedic the entire ambulance ride.
Exactly.
We got the picture of you smiling in the sled.
Yeah, you were not going to die. You could have died during the accident, but once you hit the pole, you weren't going to die because of that.
No, post-op, there were a couple of things that could have been some complications. Right. But again, I was oblivious.
Yeah.
Right, and if you don't know,
that's the best.
No epiphany. Well, you could be touring with the Todd Brandt combo here right now
luckily,
on the weekends.
You being in peak physical condition saved you from those post-op complications.
A saxophone group.
Just you and three other saxophones.
I think it was more the doctors keeping an eye on me.
Not the peak physical condition?
That helped a lot.
Let's not tell him he could have died. He might start singing. That's what they said.
Yeah.
An epiphany.
So, so we need to come up with a list of all these things that you beat.
Yeah, like you beat cancer. Did you have an epiphany, Craig?
Now,
I did. Okay, what was your epiphany?
I did, and Craig, I've already taken care of it.
Okay, first of all, I won't say you beat cancer just because you don't want to get in that argument, but cancer went away, and you had a chance to die on cancer, and you didn't.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
You did. So, at least let's go with that. You did have a chance to die.
I guess.
Okay, so
let me tell you why Craig is uncomfortable with this.
His epiphany?
All right. He beat the battle with cancer, but we know any number of people
who don't.
Yeah, we're in the same war,
right?
But did not survive the battle.
No,
right.
I've lost a lot of friends too. I'd say, I've had friends that have beat cancer too, but I'm going to guess it probably 50-50, maybe more in the form of losing to cancer.
Oh, I've lost more. I know them, but everybody knows.
I don't think you can call them the same war because cancer, different types of cancers are different wars.
Sure,
but Craig could have died easily.
Yeah, but
cancer.
That's why Craig's not out there waving the flag and bragging that he beat cancer.
I don't feel like I did.
We've lost too many friends to it, so the war's not over.
Yep. Better people than Craig, too, have died.
Much better. Which
low bar.
Low bar.
I know
absolutely.
That. I know
low
that.
Bar.
So it has nothing low about bar. Only the good die young, man.
Yeah.
That's why he's still around.
That's right. So what was your epiphany?
Well, I thought that, while I was lying there and, feeling sorry for myself and whatnot, I thought that when I got out of there, that I would try and find situations where I would be a little bit more, socially comfortable. With crowds of people, small crowds of people.
Hang out with more people.
Hang out with a group of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I thought I would try that. And I've had one opportunity in the last 2 years to do that, and I did it, and it went well.
Your golfing trip. Well, you actually left that one?
Oh, no. I mean, like a little party situation.
Oh, yeah. You went to one party in 2 years.
Yes.
That was just this weekend, wasn't it?
And it went well. No. It was actually a few weeks ago. Right. So it took a year and a half for someone to invite me to one of these things.
See, that's the problem.
Well, I'm not having anything. If I have someone, I'll invite you.
You got to shake the whole where everybody knows, don't invite Craig. You don't want to come.
Your epiphany was
to go to a party.
It kind of was, yes, and to not run away.
Okay, well, you had one,
and to not run away, and
Todd had none,
and I did that.
Yeah.
Well, now I just had an epiphany.
What?
That maybe I should go to, some sort of gala,
a gathering.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a gala. Yeah. So
no. It's just a gathering of more than three people.
It's just a gathering. But there have been occasions, where I've been invited to gatherings and I opted out of them, so they no longer invite me to the gatherings.
Well, I think I am a victim of that.
The epiphany may be a little too late.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a victim of that for sure.
All right, when we come back, we got an email here from Trent. We're going to have to explain what fluffing is.
All right.
Well,
Pete can do that. Pete can do
that. Sure.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.